Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Exceeding Growing Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You also need now anointed ministry. That's why God gave gifts to men. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. You need those. That's why, of course, we minister to you, Phyllis and I, and Dave and all the other guys, and while we bring in other folks and host other meetings, you hear other gifts. Hallelujah. Yes. Well, if you missed that service, your faith missed a big booster shot. Didn't it? Yes. The Lord, you know, raised up that man or woman and has trained them and put into them all these years and decades and sustained them and brought them here for you. Right. Is that right? Right? And gave utterance and ministered to you. It's supposed to edify. Yes. And build up. And strengthen our faith so that you might have come in dragging a little bit, but you leave with expectation. You leave with this confidence. It's going to be all right. It's going to be better than that. Hallelujah. You might have come in with some confusion, but you leave with clarity. And it's not because of a man or woman. It's because of the Spirit of God. It's because of the Word of God. It has fed your spirit. It has fed your faith. And you can't get your faith too much good faith food. That's one good thing about God's Word. You can't overdose on it. There are no evil side effects. None. You can't get too much faith. Have you ever met somebody who was just too encouraged? Just too encouraged, too positive, too encouraged, too much hope, too much joy, too much peace. You never met anybody like that. Because it just keeps going up and up, and more is better. Yeah. Can't get too much. That's like saying you could get too much of God. That's right. And you can't. But he said to these people, the saints at Thessalonica, your faith is growing exceedingly. Your faith is showing remarkable growth. And that's what I have in my spirit about your faith. And the faith of everybody watching us online all over the country and other countries, that your faith is growing, but it's going to really grow some more. We are going to experience remarkable growth of faith. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. So don't play with me on this. Don't be messing around. Come to church. Read your chapter. Remember this past Sunday afternoon?
Yes.
I'm talking about every week. Yes. And let your faith rise. Because nawashi efele bazo onjna aragax niichi. For there are many things I've wanted to talk to you about, but you were not able to hear it. Angalis ne ishnafayashi. Because your faith was weak and your vision was small. And for me to begin to share it with you would have only seemed too overwhelming, too big. But asgnach efin minileso oe oe amanye. As the time goes, in the next weeks and months, your faith will come up and up and stronger. And then I can speak to you about it. Then I can bring up to you what I've had planned for you long ago. And you'll be able to see it, and you'll be able to hear it, and you'll be able to receive it. And like Abraham staring into the depths of space, you'll say, I believe you, Lord. I believe it can be. Like Mary, you'll say, be it unto me according to thy word. Oh God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lift your hands. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. Oh my. Oh my. You're so good to us. You have such good plans for us. So many good and great things. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Wow. That's a good word. That's a good report. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Looking back, you know, God had a plan for Phyllis in my life and a call to the ministry, but there was a time when I did not know this. I did not plan to be a preacher. The Lord dealt with us. Phyllis and I got married really young, and I had one of the best jobs in our little tiny little community, and I had a beautiful, wonderful wife, and I had a fast motorcycle and a hot rod and a dog that caught my frisbee. And for a country boy, I was doing all right. And man, I got to where, back up. Phyllis was working for a doctor, and he had some tapes by preachers. We had never heard of such a thing. Kenneth Copeland tapes.
Amen.
And so he just kept trying to get her to take some home. And she said, well, thank you, but no, I guess we don't need any, you know. But after a while, he's her boss. And he keeps saying, why don't you take some of these home? So she did. And we listened to one. And we listened to another one. And another one. And another one. And that became our lifestyle. After work, we'd come home to our little trailer and sit down on our plastic couch with our red shag carpet and play our battery-operated tape player and listen to the Word. Changed our life. And looking back now, I didn't realize it, but within just a couple of years, he dealt with us to go out to, well, after a while, I ran out of Brother Copeland tapes and that he had. And of course, we listened to them more than once, some of them, but he said, why don't you take some of these Kenneth Hagin tapes? And Phyllis told me, and I said, well, I don't know. I know Brother Copeland. I like his stuff, but I don't know. It's funny, ain't it? And she said, well, no, I think he said some of the things he got from Brother Hagin. Really? So I listened to him. The rest is history. But anyway, at the end of about 2 years, the Lord dealt with us to go out to the camp meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was like going to another country for us. And while we were out there, and we took a tour of the school. It was free. And while we're going through the buildings, the Lord dealt with both of us. You're supposed to come here and go to school. And looking back now, he couldn't have even brought that up to us. Amen. If he hadn't have been putting faith in us. Yes. For the previous 2 years. Come on, are y'all listening? Because actually, about a year before that, since I'd gotten acquainted with Brother Hagin's ministry, and we'd sent him a little offering, and they sent us their publication, the Word of Faith publication, and on the front of one of them was the graduating class of Rhema, and they were all in red. And I got that, and I was going to work one day, and it was laying on the little coffee table, and I saw that, and just for a split second, the thought crossed my mind, wouldn't that be something to be a part of that? Yes. And just, I mean, briefer than a half a second, and immediately I thought, no, and I was gone. Now see, looking back, the Lord was, why'd that come up to me? He was trying to talk to me about that then, but I couldn't hear it. I wouldn't even pay it any attention because my faith wasn't there. What do you mean? Just couldn't see it happening. Couldn't see how. We're little country folks, don't have any money. How are you going to move across the country and pay for all that? You know, it went away. But after another year,
amen,
are getting fed on the Word of God.
Yes.
The anointed Word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Every day, every day, every day.
Yeah.
When He dealt with us to come, we didn't blow it off. We didn't just blow it off. We thought,
Thank you, Lord.
Really? Glory to God. And we talked about it on the ride back home. And within a few months, we were there.
Thank you, Lord.
Believing God for the money for tuition.
Yeah.
I mean registration.
Yeah.
We didn't know if we'd be able to even register or not.
Glory to God.
But at the last, just days before it happened, we had enough to register. And so we started. And then, you know, when it came time for the next semester, had just enough, and then just enough. And we thought we'd go 1 year, go home. 20 years later, we were still there. Can you see what the Spirit of God was saying? There's some things I wanted to talk to you about, but I hadn't been able to bring it up to you. Because it does no good for Him to bring up something for you to do and you won't even consider it. Now you're responsible for something He told you to do, and you're in disobedience. And so what's the key? Yeah, but time's going on. If you don't get your faith built up, your window of opportunity is passing. Come on, can you see this? How many would agree we do not have any time to waste? Oh, the enemy is such a liar. He will try to get you to be lazy and goof off, and a week turns into a month, turns into a year that you'll never get back. Come on, y'all, listen to me now. We have no time to waste. We are exhorted to redeem the time. Hallelujah. Somebody say,
my faith
is growing.
My faith
is increasing.
My faith
will grow
exceedingly.
Hallelujah. 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 And then after that 20 years of our faith being fed, He dealt with us about starting a church here in Branson with no people or no money. And then thing after thing after thing. Don't have any of it. Don't know how to get it. But if He tells you to believe for it, faith comes by hearing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Exceeding Growing Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 1st, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.